From the studios of Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. So do you like apples? What about almonds? If you've had an apple lately, you can thank a honeybee for making it happen. Bees pollinate 85% of flowering plants and most of the stuff that we eat that gets grown in the ground. However, bees are dying. Every year, beekeepers lose up to 40% of their bees. So imagine if you were a cattle rancher and you lost almost half of your cows every single year. Well, that would be a completely unsustainable model. And a new study says that we could lose 97% of all Western bumblebees in the next 30 years. A University of Idaho researcher is trying to help bees by helping them fight off a nasty disease in a brand new way. James Van Leeuwen is assistant professor in the school's College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and he's joining us now to talk more. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So James, first off, how bad is this problem? I mean, how many bees do honeykeepers lose every year? I mean, is it really that 40% that we mentioned?
Yeah, I mean, you got it right. It's the number ranges a little bit from beekeeper to beekeeper, but usually it's between 30 to 40%, and that's held for a long time. So it's a lot of bees.
So there are a lot of things that are killing bees, and you're looking at one of those things. Can you talk about this disease that you're looking at?
Yeah, sure. So you said it right. Honeybees are constantly under pressure by various pathogens. These include viruses, bacteria, mites, fungi, and other things. So the one that we're talking about today is a bacterial infection, and it's caused by the disease is called foul brood, but it's caused by one of two bacteria, Panobacillus larvae or Melissococcus plutonius.
Okay, so the disease is a bacteria, correct? So with that said, how does it spread?
Yeah, so it's spread just between bees. So one of these bacteria that I mentioned is a very hardy spore-forming bacteria. And so these spores are sort of metabolically inactive bacteria, and they have a very durable shell around them. And so they can last a very, very long time in the environment. And so these things can get spread directly from bees visiting other bee colonies, or they can be stuck and left over on bee equipment. And then once ingested, they become metabolically active again and begin replicating. Spread bee to bee or on equipment.
Okay. So is it true then, if a colony of bees gets this bacteria, that beekeepers have to destroy the colony of bees?
Well, in the U.S., beekeepers can still use antibiotics. They're not particularly easy to get. They have to be approved by a veterinarian. And so most of the time, beekeepers aren't really doing that. Larger beekeeper operations will certainly treat with antibiotics in the U.S. The alternative is destroy the hives that are infected.
Okay, but the antibiotic is banned in Europe, right?
Yeah, so the EU has sort of recognized the problem of growing antibiotic resistance, and they've combated that by not allowing antibiotic use for treating this disease.
So folks are now working on a vaccine for these bees. And is the goal, is the hope, is to be able to use that virus to attack the bacteria that hurts these bees?
Yeah, so this is a really exciting development that's come out pretty recently. So there's a company called Dallan Animal Health that's developed a vaccine, the first vaccine for this disease. And it's not a virus. It's a destroyed bacteria that elicits an immune response from the bees. This is exciting. It seems to provide some pretty decent protection from the bacteria. So it's great.
Okay. So then, as we've talked about, I mean, beekeepers lose so many bees every year to things like this bacteria. And I'm assuming that can be really expensive, especially if you have to, you know, build up your beehives again. So would a vaccine like this help keep more beekeepers in business?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the hope, is it'll you know, greatly reduce the cost that they have to take on in replenishing their bee colonies every year. And it's probably just sort of one tool in their arsenal. So they can still use antibiotics. There hopefully will be this vaccine that's broadly available. We're sort of working on an alternative or complementary approach of using natural predators of these bacteria to treat this disease. So I think we're just getting better at keeping bees healthy. So that hopefully will help reduce beekeeper costs.
So how worried should folks be about the health of bee populations right now? I mean, to think about that, I mean, if we don't do something, they could basically become extinct within 3 decades.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're seeing a decrease in all pollinator populations around the globe. And yeah, it's probably a pretty big problem. We've been able to, for honeybees, which are basically a domesticated insect that we utilize to pollinate crops, we've sort of been able to keep the overall numbers up just by replenishing these lost hives, but it takes a really big effort to do that. Somewhat worried, I guess.
Yes, somewhat worried. Okay, so with that said, what can the average person do to help bees? I mean, you know, I'm not a beekeeper, but what could someone like me or just the average person be doing?
Yeah, I mean, I think you've probably heard of those pollinator-friendly landscapes, so lots of flowers, don't mow your lawn, these kinds of things. And that can help really all pollinators. So there's lots of bee species out there, and they all are pollinating plants. And doing those kind of things will really help those pollinator populations. In terms of the commercial bees, you know, I think probably can have a little less of an impact there, because a lot of these bees are sitting out on farms pollinating almond trees or cherry trees or whatever. But I think keeping up pollinator-friendly landscapes is a great thing to do.
Well, I want to thank you so much for taking time to talk with us about this. We've been speaking with James Van Leeuwen, an assistant professor in the University of Idaho's College of Agriculture and Life Sciences. We've been talking about a new vaccine to help bees and to help the bee population thrive. Thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Race might be a hot topic right now, but for so many of us, talking about race is nothing new. On the Code Switch podcast from NPR, we go beyond the headlines and we go deep. Listen now.